सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मन्नाथ श्रीजगन्नाथ मद्गुरु श्रीजगद्गुरु ममात्मा सर्वभूतात्मा तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीदीपनारायण भगवान की जय। नमस्कार। Welcome to the season 2 of my podcast Inside Avatar's Mind, where we are talking about the beautiful stories written by our beloved Holy Guruji in Anandamurti. By a darshan or just by touching the lotus feet of a great saint, of a great Mahapurush, all your sins are removed or are gone just by seeing a great saint. So this story is about two great Brahmins from one village who were going for Ganga Snan. In India, in Indian culture, there's a theory that if you go for a Ganga Snan, when you go to take a dip in the Ganges, then all your sins are removed. All your sins are gone just by dipping into the Ganga. So everyone, once in their lives, they try to go for Ganga Snan. And the best time to actually go for a snan is in the month of Kumbh Mela. As you know, in India we have Kumbh Melas every 12 and 6 years. Purna Kumbh Mela in every 12 years, and Ardha Kumbh Mela in every 6 years. And these Kumbh Melas take place in 4 different places in India: in Haridwar, in Prayagraj, in Nasik, and in Ujjain. And Prayagraj is known to be one of the most greatest ones because that's where the Sangam is, where all three rivers, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, they come together and they meet. And that's where people try to go for Ganga dip, for Ganga Snan. So these two Brahmins, they were going for Ganga Snan. And on the way, they met one great Bhakta. That bhakta told Panditji, "Where are you going?" The Pandit said, "We are going for Ganga Snan. We are going to take a dip in the holy Ganges, in the Ganga Mata, to purify our body, to remove all the sins." So the Bhakta said, "Maharaj, or Panditji, do as I say, and Ganga Mata will give you darshan of herself. She will come in her original form to give you her blessings." So then the Brahman, the Panditji, said, "What do we have to do that Ganga Mata herself comes to give us darshan?" Then that Bhakta said, that man said, "Panditji, when you are going for Ganga Snan on the way," because you know at that time there were no cars or planes or trains, people used to go by foot walking to these places. So it was a long journey, it took them a few months. So in the period of those 2 months, when you are walking towards Gangaji to go, then the Bhakta said to the Panditji, "On the way, wherever you stop for eating, you only please stop at the places or at the people's houses who have done Ganga Snan. Otherwise, you fast, but you don't eat anything. You only eat at those places or at those houses where those households people have done Ganga Snan. Otherwise, please do not eat at those houses. If you need to fast for it, please fast, but don't eat." So the Brahman said, "Sure, if you say that Mata Ganga will give us darshan by doing this, we will surely do it." Then those two Brahmins, they were going and going. Every village, sometimes they had to fast 2 days because they couldn't find a single person in a village who has done Ganga Snan. So slowly they were going village by village and crossing and going on their path, and they used to eat only at places where people had done Ganga Snan. After a few months, after two and a half months approximately, they reached almost 5 miles near Gangaji, where Gangaji was. Gangaji was 5 miles away. And just before that, it was getting sunset. So they were saying, "Okay, we will go to have Ganga Snan in the morning. But here nearby in this village, there is one ashram. An ashram of a great saint. So let's go there. We will stay overnight there and we will eat and we will have some rest. And in the morning, we can ask the Mahatmaji, the Mahapurush, the great saint, the way to the Gangaji that we can go and have a bath. When they reached their ashram, they were welcomed and they were sitting for eating. And before eating, the Panditji was thinking like how it will be very disrespectful to ask this great saint if he has done Ganga Snan. I mean, he lives 5 miles from the Gangaji. So obviously he has done Ganga Snan. Why wouldn't he have done Ganga Snan by now? He's a saint. Saints give lectures. Saints have done all the tirths, all the darshans of all Jyotirlings. So obviously he might have done Ganga Snan already. So it will be very disrespectful to ask him. So those Brahmins sat down for eating. They ate and they were about to go to sleep. And they asked, Maharaji, Pranam, Maharaji, how far is the Gangaji, the Ganga River from here? We would like to go and have darshan in the morning. The Mahatma then said, Panditji, I'm really sorry, but I don't really know where the Gangaji is. I haven't gone for Ganga Snan yet. And listening to that, just hearing that, what the Mahatma said, the Pandits went into shock. And they were so shocked and they couldn't even sleep all night. After saying that, the Mahatmaji left them and he went to his kutia, to his jupa, and he went to rest. But just listening by that, those Brahmins were so shocked. They were so saddened. They were like, this whole trip for the past 2, 2.5 months, we were following the routine which that Bhakta told us. And now, when we came to our final destination, we find out that this Mahatmaji hasn't gone for Ganga Snan himself. How is this possible? As our beloved Gurudev, the Vishwa Guruji, often says, in a Paramahansa Mahatma, only in his, by being in his self, by meditating, by doing dhyan, all tirths, all jyotirlings, all our temples, all darshans, everything is within him. So you don't need to go and looking after for something else when it's within him. But those pandits didn't understand that at that time. And those pandits couldn't sleep overnight, and they were sitting outside their room in the ashram. And slowly, slowly, it started getting late in the night, and they couldn't sleep. And approximately 1:30 in the night, they noticed that outside the ashram gates, there were three black cows, and those three black cows were bowing down towards the ashram like they were making pranam. Like they were bowing down towards the Gurudev, towards the master, towards the Guruji who is inside. Seeing that, those pandits were quite shocked. And as soon as those three cows stepped inside the ashram, their bodies converted into a female figure, as a black form of a female figure. And those pandits were shocked seeing that. They were like, this Maharaj, is he into black magic or something? This is very funny. They were looking at it like something is wrong. And as soon as those three women, three devis, they came in the ashram, one of them went and started cleaning the ashram, starting brooming and mopping the floors. The second one went and filled water in the pots for the ashram. The third one went and cleaned all the dishes in the kitchen. And after doing that all, they all three went outside Gurudev's room and they made pranam to his lotus feet, and they took the dust of his lotus feet and put it on their head. And immediately those three women who were in the black body, they converted into a beautiful white devis. Seeing that, the Brahmins got more shocked, and they were like, they asked the devis, like the devis started leaving, and then they were like, Devi Pranam, we have a question. We would like to, we were wondering, we are asking you who you are, who you truly are, we would like to know. They were like, don't worry, don't be afraid, we are not any ghosts or anything. This is my sister Yamuna and Saraswati, and myself, I'm Ganga. Just listening to that, those Brahmins started tearing it up and they made pranam to Mata Ganga and said, Pranam, we are so blessed to see you today here and that you gave darshan. How come you are here? How come you came to this ashram here, to this Guruji? Then Mata Ganga said that every day people come and have a dip in the rivers, and because of we are taking all the sins of those people, we turn black. And when we come to Gurudev's ashram, when we come and touch his lotus feet or put his sand, the dust from his lotus feet on our heads, we are so blessed that we are freed from all the sins, from all the people which we have accumulated in the whole day. And this is a great opportunity, and you are blessed to be here, that you are doing his seva. And after that, the doubts which they had about the sadhu were gone, and slowly they were seeing that Brahmaji himself came on the swan and came and made the dandavat shashtanga dandavat pranam to Gurudev and sat next to him and sang all four Vedas, and he did his parikrama and then took his ashirvad and left. After Brahmaji, then Lord Vishnu came on his Garuda, and he landed in Gurudev's ashram, and he touched the lotus feet of Gurudev and offered flowers to him and did Gurudev's puja and took blessings and left. Then Lord Shiva himself came on Nandiji and did parikrama around the Gurudev and sat next to him and sat into his meditation posture and did dhyana. After that, all the devis, Parashakti, Ambaji, Durga Mata, Vaishno Devi, all the devis who you can imagine, they all of them came to Gurudev and made pranam to Gurudev and took blessings from him and then left. Then Sri Hanumanji Bhagavan himself, he came and he made pranam there, and then the Brahmins asked Lord Shiva, made pranam and said, Devadi Dev, Parameshwar, Lord Shiva, you are the Supreme Self. Could you please tell us who is this great Mahapurush, who is this great Mahatma, the great saint, that all of you, all Devi Devtas, all of you are coming and making pranam to him? Then Lord Shiva said, this great saint is the guru of all of the Devi Devtas, of the all god and goddesses. He's the guru of him. And because of his kripa, we all have our powers. And higher than us is the power of a Gurudev. So then that great Mahapurush, then the Pandits, they made parikrama of that. And they said, if Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati themselves come here to Gurudev's ashram to take his blessings and to purify themselves, then we also have to take his blessings. So then they went and asked for forgiveness, and they made his parikrama, puja, and they did his seva, and they made shashtanga dandavat pranam, and they took the lotus feet's dust and put it on their head, and they were purified from all the sins, and they were so happy and delighted and blessed that they had the opportunity to come and stay in that ashram. As I was saying in my last episode, Rama Krishna se kaun bade usne bhi guru keen. That means Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, they themselves had Gurudev. So we all need Guru in our lives. Without Gurudev, Gurudev is the person who is the bridge from this universe, from this mortal world, to come and become one with the Supreme Self, with the Lord. He is the one who takes us. Without the Guru, nothing is possible in this world. As Sri Tulsidas Ji once said, Bhava Bharose Hai Hanumanta Bina Hari Kripa Mile Nahi Santa. Which means, even the Nastics, even the people who do not believe in spirituality, in God, but if they, with their pure mind, if they come and meet a Guru and stay and do his seva, even they get self-realized and they get moksha. So this was a beautiful story from Anand Moti, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day or evening. Much love. Hari Om. Swasti prajabhyam paripalayantam nyayena margena mahin mahisha गो ब्राह्मणेभ्यो शुभमस्तु नित्यं लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु। ओम शलकपुर जी महादेव की जय। देवादिदेव देवेश्वर महादेव की जय। श्री नारायण भगवान की जय। हिंदू धर्म सम्राट परमहंस स्वामी श्री माधवानंद पुरजी सतगुरुदेव भगवान की जय। विश्व गुरु महामंडलेश्वर परमहंस स्वामी श्री महेश्वर आनंद पुरजी योगराज की जय। हर नमः पार्वती पते हर हर महादेव।